Brothers and sisters, Easter, Jesus Christ today is risen from the dead. So the question is, do you believe it? And it maybe feels like an odd question, because you might say, well, we're here, aren't we? But actually, this is the question that you'll be asked in a few moments, just after the homily, when we renew our baptismal promises. Asked again whether you believe in Jesus Christ and that he is risen. It's the most important question in all the world, because if it's not true, then all of this is a joke, and a really bad joke, and we are the most foolish of all people. If he is not risen, then death wins. Death is stronger than life, and darkness is greater than light. And that means that there's no hope or meaning, and basically what happens to us is we live for a while, and we have a randomly pleasant or tragic life, and then we die, and that's all. The good news about Jesus not rising from the dead, though, is that it doesn't matter what we do, because there's no meaning to begin with. But if Jesus has risen, then he is stronger than death. In the sequence today, just before the Alleluia, we sang this: death and life have contended in combat. The Prince of Life who died reigns immortal. Death is stronger than the best of us. No one escapes death. If we fight it, we will lose one day or another. And the best we can do is run from it and stay far away, because we can't beat it. It's too strong. Death has been our master, and we have been its slaves, all of humanity, for as long as we can remember. But Jesus comes mighty as a warrior, as a hunter. He's not messing around, and he has destroyed death. And if death, that is so strong, that is stronger than any one of us or all of us put together, if death obeys him, then we are fools to disobey him. Are we as careful with Jesus as we are with death? We respect death. We don't play games with it. If we know something is gravely dangerous, we don't do it. It takes a lot for somebody to risk their life. We're careful about death. But the one who is greater than death, whose strength is so much greater than the terror of death, do we give him as much energy or care or attention? Death, our former master, dominated us. And Jesus now has fought death so that we may live. It's funny, because we don't always want to do what he says. But we obey him not only because he is mighty, but because he loves us. Because where death and its commands were, well, a death sentence for us and a slavery, all Jesus' commands, they are not to degrade or to dominate or to enslave, but instead to set us free and bring us to life. But still, and this is the hard part, it's easier to obey death than the Lord of life. If it's true that Jesus is risen, then everything is different. If Jesus is risen, then our desire for life and joy and goodness is not foolishness, because what stands in the way, sin and evil and darkness and death, is conquered. In the battle, good has won. And it turns out it cannot be beaten. I just want to say one more thing about Jesus' strength. He doesn't... Now, Jesus is God, and so he's invincible. And so you might say it's an unfair fight for God, who is invincible, to fight death. But Jesus makes it a fair fight. He says, go ahead, tie my hand behind my back. I will take on human flesh. I will become vulnerable. I will become killable. It isn't like Superman, who bullets can't pierce. Jesus says, yes, bullets can pierce me. Jesus doesn't just say, death, you can't kill me, but he says, go ahead and kill me, and still I will conquer you. Jesus defeats death with no advantage. And still, it's simple and easy for him. This is the might and power of Jesus, who comes to set us free. So in this battle between good and evil, that good has won, our lives are part of this story. And the answer to the question, do you believe that Jesus is risen from the dead, puts us on one side or the other. And we must choose to be with Jesus or against him. So this is what happens when, after we renew our baptismal promises, we come around and we sprinkle holy water as a reminder of our baptism. This is baptismal water, which means this is the water and blood which came from the side of Jesus on the cross. This is the blood that washes away our sins, and the water that makes us clean and refreshes us and gives us life. So as we are washed again in the blood and water that Jesus has poured out for love of us from his heart when he took on death, we say to us, Lord, save us. We belong to you. We believe, yes, in your death and resurrection, in your power and in your love. Jesus is risen today, and so we are set free.